The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Aleph Sif Yud Beis teaches us Yeshlei Shtei Mezuzos. The doorway has two side posts, Veilei Mashkev, but it doesn't have on top a Mashkev. El Sheyeshleim Kippah, but it has an arch, Kamin Keshes, like a rainbow. Or Fil Gam Zuzos Ein Loi, it doesn't have straight side post. El Shekippah Misagelis Min Aretz, it begins to round from the earth. Im Yeshbay, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Yeshbay Goyva Asar Tvachim, Reichav Tvachim, if you have a height of 10 Tvachim and a width of 4 Tvachim, Chayiv. Then it's considered a regular door, and the mezuzah, and you put a mezuzah on that door. However, where it begins to get narrow, less than 4 Tvachim, is not considered the doorway. So the doorway is only up to that area. And when we speak about measuring for putting where to put the mezuzah, as we learned in our previous year, it should be on top third. That area is excluded. It's not considered part of the door. They have one side that has a straight from the earth to the top. It doesn't go all the way up. You put it in for ammo more, but it doesn't have a regular doorpost. If the regular mezuzah is on the right side, nice mezuzah, bais mezuzah, so then you should put the mezuzah there. But mezuzah ktani mi mina nichnas. But if the small side, in other words, it's on a slant, is the root, the top is on a slant, is on your right. Imi gavaya sarat tefachim. If that height is 10 tefachim, nice as a mezuzah bar, then you could put a mezuzah there. V'me ainu gavaya sarat tefachim. But if it's not 10 tefachim high, nice and makom merachav, then put it where it is. Sif Yud Gimel. Yesham da fila ain't losses to Pesach. Even if there are no doors to a room, chai b'mezuzah. Yesh oimrim, the be'inan daf gedalos, that you should have a door. And that's why the Shach says you should put a mezuzah that's put on a door, that on a doorway that doesn't have a door, we don't make a bracha. L'kein l'yikves a mezuzah. So if you're going to be putting up a door on your doorway, don't put up the mezuzah. First, you put up the door. Don't put up the mezuzah first. And then afterwards, put in the door. Rather, because as we've learned, and we learned this when we learned Hilchos Tzitzis, the be'inan tasav le'manasui, and the door has to be completely properly built with the door in it, and only afterwards put on the mezuzah. And if you have a situation where you have a doorway, and for whatever reason the door isn't there, and it's impossible to put up the door at this point, then put up a mezuzah without a bracha. And then when the door will be put up, then you'll take down that mezuzah and put it back up with a bracha. If your doorway had already mezuzahs, and then you took down the doors, you don't have to put back the mezuzah. Because since when you put up the mezuzah, it was proper, you don't have to put it up again. There are many situations of tasav le'manasui. If somebody took down the entire door frame with the mezuzah on it, and then you put back the door frame, that's not acceptable. You have to take down the mezuzah and put it back again. Or if the most of the walls of the room that the mezuzah is for this room were taken down, fell down, you have to put the mezuzah back on. The same applies if the ceiling collapsed. If you have a room that doesn't have dalet amos in it, and then you made that room bigger. So as we learned in our previous year, a room that's not dalet al dalet is not really chayv in mezuzah. So now you should take down the mezuzah and put it back up. Bayus shen sif yudalet. Bayus shen osel dir b'kfiyas. A house that's not meant to live there permanently, potter is potter for mezuzah. And that's why, for example, rooms on a boat or a plane, a train, a car, are not, all these places are not meant, don't have to have a mezuzah. Furthermore, lefikach sukkah sachag b'chag, a sukkah doesn't have to have a mezuzah. However, many people build their sukkahs, they have rooms in the house, and somehow the ceiling, it could be removed, the skylight, you put on tzchach, and then after sukkahs, you put back the skylight. That is not a situation where you would have to replace the mezuzah, it's fine. If you have a store, a temporary booth, that's only made for during the time of the market, and then they're dismantled, or they're left with any, they're not used, turim. If you have a store, and not only is a store, but also has, it's a place of storage for all the merchandise that's sold in the store, chayavim mezuzah. Achsadra, a pavilion, a hall, shesh la shalosh mechitzis, that has three mechitzas with tikra al gabeim and a roof on top of them. Or prutz brevis, and it's open on the fourth side. Abi shleish teitzep tzim tzuras apesach, and on that fourth side it has two side posts. Pturim mezuzah, still not chayv and mezuzah. Neshat tzimim, those side posts, line nasim shem mezuzahs, aren't there to serve as a doorway. El kadeh lahamid atikra, they're only there to support what's on top. Am yesh loy mechitza gam baruch revis, if there's some sort of a wall on the fourth side, af pisha mechitzas nemoiches, even though those walls are low, ve'ena magiyas aratikra, they don't reach the ceiling, abish and assume chalonis, and even it's make like windows, chayevis. And that's why the aloch is, if you have a gazebo that has four walls, and it's used, and a cover, a top, and it's used that way very much in the summer to sit out, it's chai b'mezuzah. Sif tezayin. Bayish shar, a gatehouse. V'bayish katan sheitz l'shar ha-chotzer, it's a small hut that's at the entrance to the yard. Sheshoy me'yosh v'sham, that's where the guard sits. U'mapeses, or you have a porch. Shederach la'os be'aliyah, that's how they went from one floor to the next. Vagina, a garden, vadir, is a yard. All up to b'mezuzah. Kivin shein asun ladira, they're not meant for living purpose. Vim yesh bayis, shechai b'mezuzah, pasuach lech me'elam. But let's say these areas lead to a room that is chai b'mezuzah, or lech sadra, chai of him, then there has to be a mezuzah, af b'hesach shenasach nechnosalam shus rabim. Even the doorway that you use to get into these areas, because that's all considered an entrance to the room, which is a regular room. The gates to a yard, to an alley, to a city, they all really are chayav mezuzah. Kivin, shabbatim, chayav mezuzah, all these areas lead into areas where there are houses which are chayav mezuzah. Afila sar batim zel pesuach lezeh. They have 10 rooms. One opens to the next. Afila tisha chatzonim hem begavna b'turim. Even if the first 9 are built in a way that shouldn't be chayv mezuzah, however, in a pnimi chayv mezuzah, if the most innermost room is chayv mezuzah, then kulan chayovim, because they're all considered entrances to that room. L'chein, shara pesuch menegina l'chotzer, a gate between the yard and the chotzer, chayv mezuzah. V'yeshem debay sham pesach chayv afil ein pesuchlam. Even if you have this type of a gatehouse, or a porch that doesn't lead to another room, still should have a mezuzah. V'yesh l'kava b'lay bracha, you should put it up without a bracha. Sif yudzayin, beis hamerchitz, a bathhouse. Uburski, the place where they used to tan leather. Ubeis ha'tfila, a mikvah, p'turim. M'nesh ein l'dir is covered. However, the poskim say that an indoor swimming pool, the door to an indoor swimming pool, should have a mezuzah. Furthermore, the Gemara, when it wants to identify a place that has a very bad smell, they speak about the burski, the tannery. But the way leather is processed Bizman is there. Nowadays, it doesn't represent such a foul smell, and that's why a mezuzah should be put there. Ava refes bakar, a place where the animals stay, a barn, the chedesh megadlim by oifis, a chicken coop, or base a tevin with a straw skip, the eitzim is the wood, the oitzris, shayayin, or shashamashkim, warehouses, im yeshlahem shiabayis, if they have the dimensions of a room that's chayv in mezuzah, he says, chayavim v'yesh poitrim. And the same question comes up in many different situations. For example, if somebody has a walk-in refrigerator or freezer, most poskim are of the opinion that it's not mechuyev mezuzah. But let's say you have a boiler room, a garage, which are also used for storage, you should put up a mezuzah. Sif yutches, b'makom shetanuk is mitzuyin, in a place where there are little children, or shlapam merechsim sham, or a place that people may wash themselves, or mashtinim sham, urinate, yechasas a mezuzah. Then you should cover the mezuzah. The dafka bezdamus, but says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to rely on a cover on the mezuzah may be only relied on an occasional basis. Derech arayis som al kisi, av l'kvoy sham tashmish mezuzayin, to have a room which is going to be used for something which is not really respectful. Kigayin l'hamit sham kli l'shoifchen, to put there a urinal, ein l'smach al kisui, don't have a mezuzah in a room that's used for that kind of a purpose. Sif yadas, you test, ba'is v'chein chotzer, a home or a chotzer, shagam akum dorsham, that akum lives there, potter. That's the opinion of the Ramah. But this Yosef says that if the house or this area is a place that's owned in partnership with an akum, then a mezuzah should be put up without a bracha. Of course, if there is a concern that the mezuzah will be abused, not treated with the proper respect, then we should not put up a mezuzah there. Sifchof, matif, kela, shemezuzahs and mepesach shoichem ba'aretz. Sometimes you could have a storage area and the entrance to the storage area is not entered like through a regular door. Rather, there's a opening that you go down. It's flat on the floor. Potter. Such an entrance is potter from mezuzah. In the cross mezuzah, it's not considered a mezuzah. El kishmeadus, only when the doorway is standing. However, if the doorway is on a slant, the poskim say a mezuzah should be put up, but without a bracha.